The Red Apple. This autumn, our apple tree was laden, a delight. They've fallen with a heaviness and now not a great sight. Most of them are brown with a fermented smell of a brewery, except one that was scarlet red, just like a piece of jewellery. The only reason I noticed it that day was because an ambitious squirrel decided to take it away. I watched it run off to the mown piece of lawn and deposit it between the croquet poles, and then he was gone. A minute later, he returned with his mates, a cluster of blackbirds and two partridges on skates. They split into teams, black versus copper red, with the skaters each end as goalies head to head. With Robin as referee and a noisy audience of sparrows, the game began fierce, the ball speeding like arrows. The blackbird scoring first with a Ronaldo chop, chest bumping, high-fiving, one lifting a black top. The squirrels go insane and start to squeal. The next Lionel Messi performs a roll heel. He thunders down the pitch, leaving the blackbird behind, and strikes at the goal, straight and streamlined. He slides on his knees, raising his fist to the skies, while his mates embrace him with their elated cries. It's 1-1, and Robin breaks for half-time, so it's off to the shed for some serious downtime. The second half gets nasty. It's turned into war. Feathers are ruffled and fur falls to the floor. Kneecaps are battered and Robin shows his breast. It's a red card for naughty squizzer Suarez. Time's nearly up and the rain starts to pour. The blackbird's at a disadvantage, which weakens their score. Then one lucky headshot, the ball flying in slow motion towards the red partridge, who's applying anti-rain lotion. The ball heads his way, then gets knocked out of play by a passing crow who swoops down in an aerobatic display. He pierces the ball with his sharp black beak and laughs out loud with a shrill and a shriek. The players shrug their shoulders and decide to make friends, some very pleased the game's finally come to an end. They go back to their duties of foraging for food, with a smile on their faces for the brief interlude.